Coming up here on KNKX is a piece from Sound Effect, our weekend storytelling show. Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing has more.
Today we've been telling stories about too much information, and we close out the show with a story from Sound Effect contributor Alex Ashley in Bellingham. Alex has known his friend Kit for a long time. These two, they trust each other enough to share everything. All of the regular friendship boxes are checked, except one big box is empty. And they're okay with that. Alex has the story.
Dude, seriously, it is 6:09. You told me to call you right about 6 o'clock and you were not answering your phone. And in the meantime, there's a furry microphone in my face. So, call me back. Bye.
I've known my friend Kit since October 31st, 2012. 4 years and 3 months.
So do you remember why it is that we got in contact originally?
Whitney.
Back in 2012, a mutual friend tragically died. It was all over the news.
A crucial piece of evidence now in the hands of investigators working in the disappearance of Whitney Heichel.
Breaking news, a sad end to the search for a missing woman.
I attended the memorial in Gresham, Oregon, and the tragedy had affected the community in such a profound way that I wrote a little article about it, sort of a tribute to the family. I didn't know it at the time, but my article, shared among a few friends, began to circulate, and letters started pouring in from hundreds of people I didn't even know, just saying thank you for writing about it, I guess. Kit was one of them.
I mean, once the immediate thing with Whitney was done. I don't remember a period where we weren't talking. Am I remembering that rightly? Because pretty much once we started, didn't we just keep it going?
We talked a lot. Like, I tried to scroll through some of these messages, and it was really tough to do.
Oh, they're huge.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
I've never really figured out why we let it keep going. There was zero romantic attachment, nothing like that. And there's an age gap. Kit's in her 40s, I'm in my 20s. But over the past few years, we've covered a lot of topics. My estrangement from my father, my mother's drug addiction, financial difficulties, heartbreak. It was all there. In addition to being a journalist, I also spend a great deal of time on the road as a musician. So last time my band played in Seattle, Kit and her friends drove up from Portland.
And I look up and you're like 4 feet away and I'm like, oh, that's him right there. And she's like, which one? I said, the one in the football jersey. She's like, oh, he's tall. And that was, and I'm like, and she's like, are you gonna go say hi? And I'm like, yeah, as soon as he's finished talking to this guy. And I'm like, okay, do I go up? Do I not go up? Do I go up? Do I not go up?
It's getting close to showtime. The theater's filling up and I send Kit a text like, where are you?
We're right there. This is one of the reasons it was so funny when you were like, well, where are you? Because right in front, right in the center for the whole show.
Wow, really? Did you tell your friends the whole story behind this, like before you guys came in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then it was funny because I've, yeah, I'm like, okay, so here's the deal. We're friends. We've been friends for pushing 5 years. This is how we, you know, at least sort of introduced ourselves. But we've never actually met.
Ever. Not once. Not even for a second. In fact, this phone call is the first time I've ever even heard her voice.
So what am I supposed to go up and just, you know, tap you on the shoulder and be like, hi. Hi, I'm your online friend. You don't...
You should know this goes against everything I believe in about friendship. Communication's a big thing for me. Face to face, or at least over the phone so you can hear their voice. And sure, like anybody, I have a lot of contacts I don't know well in the real world. But in a friendship with somebody you've never met in the real world, is the danger sharing too much information or not having enough?
We craft who we are very carefully. You know, there's a lot of editing before you share with people. And I think it's a little easier to form an intimate friendship with somebody, you know, through the written word, because you can edit it, at least at the beginning while you're still getting to know somebody.
Do you think that there's any part of that that is true now, even though we've been in touch this long?
I doubt it. I think at this point, there's very little that I would feel uncomfortable saying to you. And I'm pretty sure there's very little you would be uncomfortable saying to me. So that's a pro, that there's a comfort level there.
Do you think that... I don't know. Do you think that that kind of communication is more honest? Or do you think that maybe it's not as honest as, like, a traditional friendship?
I could see both of those being correct. My inclination is that it's more honest.
Really?
I think we hide an awful lot when we're sitting in front of somebody. The only way that I think consistently it's going to be more honest in person is through the nonverbal cues. Because unless you are a stellar actor, you're not going to be able to hide if something makes you flinch or, you know, something really surprises you or shocks you. I think, professionally speaking, you know, who you become when you set foot on stage is a lot more confident than I expected. You have a very diffident side to you where you shrug things off in the emails and the messages and things like that. It's not insecurity, that's not the right word, but I think I would have expected maybe a little more of that to show through. But you walked on stage and you were absolutely comfortable. It was a very, very strong persona.
That's interesting because, see, in my mind, that is an act. Because, like, when I go on stage, I'm very nervous and very insecure about, and I've got a million things going through my mind, and often I mask it with kind of a facade. Based on what you just said to me, the limited knowledge that you have of me just through the banter back and forth over the years, which has been completely text-based, is more accurate than the impression you got of me when you saw me in person for the first time.
As human beings, we run the danger that we are withdrawing too much from each other. And we could, you know, we could say it's just the times that we live in, but it's hard to say that it's just that.
There's an old proverb, you've probably heard it, that says absence makes the heart grow fonder. But what if that's all you ever have? Absence. What then? That night at the show, when the band left the stage and everything was over, I went out front and looked for Kit. She and her friends left before I could find them. We've still never met. But maybe someday.
That was Sound Effect contributor Alex Ashley.